listen to the show worldwide on your Amazon smart speaker.
Just tell Alexa to enable the Todd and Tyler skill.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Comedian Josh Blue later on this week in the studio. And Nick Allen will stop in tomorrow, I believe.
Mike on the email.
Hi, Mike.
It's the pube plugs that hurt the most, rather than your hair plugs or your beard plugs.
We did find out years ago, unwantingly, that old lady pubes fall out at the nursing home. And that wasn't for me, by the way. I wasn't that close to them. I was just mopping floors. We had like a nurse's aide calling years ago.
Who do you know that needs more pubic hair, wants more pubic hair?
Nobody does.
Sounds like a chant.
Yeah. Need more pubic hair.
That stuff usually grows wild, yep. You know, until a certain age where we've learned it falls out.
But see, that's the new thing, though. I mean, everybody's been clean shaven now, or at least I've trimmed up more than they used to back in the day.
Yeah, the bush is back.
The bush has come back a little bit. I've seen it. Somebody showed me a porn once recently that showed some wolf.
A recent porn, not classic porn.
Recent porn. Not old school Forrest, but enough.
Well, who is the porn star that appeared on Entourage a couple episodes?
Yeah, it's been a while, though, yeah. She let it grow back, right?
Yeah.
Sasha Gray?
That's it.
Good work. Hi, Petey.
Hello.
Hi, Craig.
Hello. How are you?
I'm okay.
Looking forward to a great day?
Great day.
Good, I'm glad. You do remember where you were on this date in 2007 when Drew Carey made his debut as host of the long-running CBS game show The Price is Right.
One of the few guys looks better heavier.
Is that fair?
No, it's not.
No.
It's totally not fair. Because
now, when we say looks better, are you actually saying like we're used to seeing him?
That's exactly what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. It's like Kevin Smith. Kevin Smith looks freaky now.
He does.
But he's healthy because he was a fat guy. Kevin Smith was fat.
I feel
the same
way.
And had a heart attack, and it wasn't good.
About Al Sharpton.
Yes. Yeah, but he's obviously healthier now than he was when he was fat, right?
But his head looks disproportionately
large. He's really skinny, though. We all know what TV puts weight on people. We know that because we've seen it in real time. But Al Sharpton must be in real life totally emaciated.
He looks like that Airheads commercial
right now.
But
Drew Carey had a shaved head and big glasses when he did his TV show and when he was a comic. And he grew his hair back out because he obviously had hair and got really skinny for the show. And obviously he's healthier, but I still think it's freaky looking.
Oh, I agree.
But I think Craig's right, though. That's the reason.
Right. It's because that's how we're used to seeing him.
And I think the problem with Al Sharpton is he lost all the weight right on his neck. His neck
is old.
He's got like a 6-inch neck. I mean, it just looks like a. It's weird.
He's a puny guy, you know, and he's got no shoulder. He must be in real life. He must be really thin.
He has to be. He has to be tiny.
Yeah, but the only way I ever see fat Al Sharpton anymore is when Keenan plays him on SNL. He plays him like he used to look.
Even Keenan looks like he's lost a little weight.
He does. He looks pretty good. But I just saw a picture of Kevin Smith this morning again, and he almost looks too skinny. And I hate to tell people that because I don't think anybody really is too skinny unless you're like, you know, got problems, you know, eating disorders.
Well, Drew Carey never had any, like, heart attacks or anything,
No,
did
he just got skinny for his own life. I think he got skinny for that show.
Probably.
Yeah. But that wouldn't have hurt him. He still could have done that show. People, you know.
You're holding that skinny mic. You know, it's just going to make you look even bigger.
That's true.
You know, you got to drop a few pounds.
That was a skinny mic.
He still uses that thing.
You're right, Craig. It's exactly what it is. He obviously looks better now. If it was the other way around, you'd say, what happened to you?
I think Kevin Smith looks a lot better now because he was obese.
Oh, I know that, but it's freaky looking. Oh, he was a fat guy, yeah.
And he had to do that or he would have been dead.
Dead, right.
But you're right. He's almost unrecognizable.
Yeah.
Heart attack.
That had to be 100 pounds.
Yeah, heart attack will do that too.
That'll be 100 pounds.
That'll get your attention.
Right.
Apparently, it is a thing that Zoe Kravitz is going to be playing Catwoman in the new Batman movie.
And the new Batman movie is called The Batman. They've changed it up. That's what it's called.
Oh, yeah. That's,
The Batman.
Yeah. That's the one with Robert Pattinson now as Batman.
Very good, yes.
Yeah.
She's good. She was good in that Big Little Lies.
Oh, yeah, she's a good actress. She's hot, too, but I just don't understand the reboots every 6 months. Different origin stories, different things, different, you know. Whatever.
You want to know why they do it?
Because they keep cashing in.
Because people keep going.
Because it works.
Yep.
Yeah.
It seems to work.
Ain't getting my money. But they don't need it.
Obviously not.
Because people, you know, they called out Scorsese recently. Scorsese knows how to make really good cinema. And he said these movies aren't cinema. And I agreed with them, but that doesn't mean they're not products and movies. And then they yelled at him. All the nerds got on ripping Scorsese. What do you mean it's not cinema? Well, it's not true cinema. It's product. It's movies. Well, blow them up. I mean, it's just not cinema. That's all he's trying to say.
I
totally agree with him.
Exactly what he's saying. But then
the nerds just ripped him.
Jennifer Aniston echoed the same sentiments, right. And they really piled on
her. They piled on him, too.
Oh, yeah.
The nerds did.
Go.
I mean, I get what he's saying, but it comes off a little bit.
Well, because he does cinema. Cinema's not move, not product. You know?
But the SNL had a great line about it. You know, did you see there? You know, about him making The Irishman. Oh, a gangster movie with De Niro and Pesci.
Yeah.
Oh, you haven't done that before.
True.
You know.
True.
But his movies tend to be a little more acting and story.
You got to think about them.
Sure.
Yeah, acting. Really good acting.
A lot of
thinking
special
about
effects.
It. Yeah.
And I like a good blow-em-up movie every once in a while.
Oh, yeah. I'll watch John Wick any day. All these superhero things, I got no interest.
It just sounds a little sour grapes from him.
Well, not really sour grapes. That means he's not doing anything. His legacy is secure.
No, I understand that, but he just, you know.
He's doing fine. Yeah.
He's get off my lawn guy when it comes to this.
Just offering up an opinion.
The combined number of cases of syphilis.
I do think there'd be more movies out there if these things weren't so huge. There would be more
people
movies
go
out
see
there.
What people like.
They would make more adult movies. We'd actually see them on the big screen.
Yeah, but these are money in the bank.
I know.
Ultimately, the
I love when the nerds get pissed though about the movies. I didn't like that one.
Oh, they're very passionate.
The combined number of cases of syphilis, gonorrhea, and chlamydia in the United States reached an all-time high in 2018, according to the CDC&P. Half of the STDs were reported in people between the ages of 15 and 24. Men?
No rubbers.
They're using less rubbers now, and the administration's cut back on sexual education, and people are just preaching abstinence, which we know that doesn't work.
They're getting a little less guidance now.
Because they're idiots.
The CDC says its figures underestimate the total number of STDs nationwide because many people just don't show symptoms. I need gonorrhea.
I've also heard that the uptick is...
People are getting tested.
Right. People are getting tested, and it is getting reported, so hence the uptick.
There are more people getting tested.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's why the uptick might be there, too.
They say that there's the, as Tyler said, the deteriorating public health infrastructure and the lack of access to health care. Other potential causes for this increase in the STDs include the stigma of STDs, drug use, a decrease in condom use, and poverty.
Yep.
And... Others wonder.
Rubbers are expensive.
Others wonder if the effectiveness.
Especially those cousin rubbers.
we talked about
yesterday.
And they're thicker, too. Cousin rubbers are thicker.
Others
you
wonder.
You don't want to touch them. That's gross.
Yeah, well. Oh, that's why. That's the critique against the cousin rubbers is you can't feel anything.
But you don't want to. It's your cousin.
Well, you don't want to.
I only had dude cousins.
That's the whole reason you're doing it.
Right. I didn't have any hot chick cousins. I had no chick cousins. None. Do you have any chick cousins, puss? Oh, no, you.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
you're not going to go there?
No.
Nice.
Hopefully, kind of did go
hopefully
there.
They're not listening. Hope they're not listening.
Did well, they're any... my cousins.
I know, but that didn't sound like that's what you meant by that. Craig, do you have any hot chick cousins? That actually, you're not related to any of them. You can bang anybody.
Yeah, they'd love to hear that.
You're not
related. Aren't they grateful?
You've been looking for that loophole for years.
You're not blood related to any of your cousins.
I'm not.
So you could have banged any of them.
Aren't they grateful?
Yeah. And Todd, do you have any hot chick cousins?
I had a couple.
First cousins.
Attractive.
There you go. Good for you.
My cousins.
Well, puss apparently didn't.
I never crushed on them. They were my cousins.
Right.
Right. No, I'm just, but at least you can picture it. You're the one talking about cousin rubbers, and you said, well, you don't want it. It's all dudes with me. That stuck to the tech.
Yeah.
Still doesn't mean you couldn't be using a cousin rubbers.
Good point.
Craig could bang anybody. He has no blood relatives.
I know, none. They're all dead.
Well, that's
not
true.
Even his half-brother's dead.
Yeah, but I would be less likely to try that.
I'm just throwing
less likely. Yeah. Not completely out of the question, it sounds.
Do you have any blood cousins do you know of? You probably do.
Probably.
Yeah, no, you do. That's a way to get back at him.
None that love him.
Sleep with one.
None that you talk to.
No, none that I've ever seen.
Yeah. I mean, I know they're out
let's
there.
Let's get their names. Let's Google their. Let's Facebook them.
You've had no interaction with any of them, have you?
None.
Let's Facebook their.
You can find a lot of them. I bet you, or you can find some of them.
On Facebook? You've trolled?
Not on Facebook. But I saw somewhere that they existed somewhere. Some half a half-brother and half-sister actually existed on social media.
Okay, so you're aware.
I'm aware that they exist.
Do you have their names? Because I have Truth Finder.
I have Truth Finder
on my computer. I can find out a lot more about them.
Really?
Like what their house is, what they make. It's crazy. I downloaded that website about 2-3 months ago because I was looking for an old college roommate of mine. And it cost me $27 for the month, and yeah. I haven't canceled it yet. It's pissing me off. But I almost...
You're looking for reasons to look people up.
Well, I am. But I started looking, and I'm thinking, man, believe it or not, I'm a good person. I won't even look at some stuff. I don't want to know what people's arrest record is.
Right.
I mean, I really don't. I haven't even Googled one of my friends.
That's good.
Actually, I Googled one that I know pretty well just to make sure it was a real site.
Okay.
And it did give his address, did give his house, did give what the house was worth, that kind of stuff.
And the information was accurate?
Yeah, it was. So I used that. And plus, I Googled my own, and it was accurate. It was very accurate. Too accurate. I was surprised I didn't have an arrest record. I never thought I did have one.
Had a sheet about the male cousins, though.
I was afraid. But if you give me the names, we can look them
well,
up.
Well, yeah, you were looking.
I like to use it now. And I want to use it for people aren't friends with. Because I do think it's an invasion. But it's all public knowledge, man. Like, once again, I can say truthfully, I've never Googled any of you guys on this Truth Finder website. Because it's none of my business. It's none of my business.
Yeah, it wouldn't be that impressive anyway.
Well, I mean, it doesn't. Not just financial stuff. It says arrest records.
You could actually find out where Craig lives.
I could, but see, I don't want to know.
Yeah.
I want him to tell me.
I'm
with
him
to write down directions old school the day I go there. Yeah, it's a pretty accurate website. Still costs me $27 a month.
When you pick them up to go golfing?
Yeah.
Yeah. That one.
So if you give me, now you want to know what these people were up to. See, if they got money and they're keeping it from you, that could be it.
Oh, yeah.
It might not be the other way around.
I think they did think a couple of years ago, whenever it was we started looking for them, I think that they may have thought at the time that I was looking to get something out of them.
I know they did.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, but you didn't. That's not what you wanted at all.
No.
You wouldn't have cared either way.
I don't care.
No.
You have your
real parents.
I don't need anything.
Your real dad, your real mom passed away, but your real dad's hanging out here.
Yeah.
And even if you were that type of person, what the hell do they have?
Plus, they're cousins you can't bang.
Exactly.
You can actually bang your cousins now.
Yeah, that's great.
They're not listening. Aren't they in Seattle?
Yes, they are.
All right.
They are in Seattle.
Right. Pusses apparently are right here, and he's in trouble. Petey, you got girl cousins?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they do fine for themselves.
Yeah. Yeah. I know, but I'm not going to ask you that question because that'd be rude.
Yeah, I'm not down with that sort of thing.
Push flip me off.
They're attractive, yeah. That's a weird thing. Yeah, I went to work this morning. I had to explain how I would not bang my cousins. In all sincerity.
I know.
I mean, it wasn't like, I wouldn't bang my cousins, but like, nah, man.
Well, that came up yesterday. What reason? We brought up cousin rubbers.
Well, why wouldn't it?
Right. I mean, because.
Good point. We said cousin rubbers were thicker.
There was some cousin news out of the South, wasn't there?
There always is.
I forget what the inspiration.
I totally forget the inspiration was yesterday, too.
Of the cousin
Maybe
rubbers
we just said
was.
It.
Well, this is a think tank for ideas to help society, so maybe that's just what's up.
Every day.
God knows it came after 6 or 8 violent right turns in the conversation.
Yeah,
we'll
I don't
never
was,
know
I,
how
I think
we
it
got
was
there.
A, I think it was a violent right turn. I think we just went there for no reason. I don't think there was a Southern cousin
that.
Story yesterday at all.
No, I don't think we go anywhere for no reason.
Yeah, well,
no good reason.
There's a twisted tangent unreasonable reason.
Well, we made the rubbers thicker for Cousins yesterday for some reason. That was the bit.
No, well, we know why we made him thicker for Cousins.
Because, yeah, you don't want to touch your
but
cousin.
We don't know why there was Cousins needing rubbers.
No, I think that just happened this morning. We just made him thicker this morning.
No, no, that was yesterday's bit.
Was it?
Yep.
Yeah, I heard
yep,
that.
Yep.
I can't remember. Dang, Craig had a story that had nothing to do with, ironically, rubbers and Cousins.
It had nothing to do with it.
That led it there.
It did lead it there.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure you're right, Petey.
It was right before Pauly called.
Was it?
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's it.
Were we talking about the hideous-looking meth heads? And were they cousins?
No.
No.
No?
No, I think Petey's right. It was a story that had nothing to do with it, and we got there.
Mm-hmm. And you even asked, how'd we get there?
Right.
And we're still asking today.
A day later.
How'd we get there?
Well, Craig brought up syphilis again.
That is the hardest question to answer around here.
Yeah. Yeah.
How'd we get
how
here?
How did we get here?
Especially a day later.
I know. Listeners are better, though. If you're listening to yesterday's podcast, let us know.
Well, if you're listening to yesterday's podcast, you're probably not listening now.
I know. We get those all the time.
But if you hear it on
listen to the podcast this morning. I said, no, we're live this morning.
If you hear it on this podcast,
I got to catch it in order.
Then get to us.
I got
to
catch it in order, which is crazy.
Apparently, Panera Bread cares if you know how you get your mac and cheese. From them.
You asked for like medium rare?
Somebody did a TikTok video, right?
Yeah.
What's the story? Why are they mad?
Here's the deal.
And how many ways can you get your mac and cheese?
How they make it? Apparently, the way that you get your mac and cheese
from
Panera is somebody dumps this bag into boiling water,
right.
And then voila, you've got your
a lot of restaurants
single serving of
but
mac
sometimes
and cheese.
Sometimes homemade, sometimes it's this.
They will bake it a little bit so you get the nice little crust over the top. I like that.
No, he means they're not. It's not homemade, right? And they're pissed.
Yeah, it's just a bag.
Toss
into the boiling
right.
water.
Yeah,
Kraft.
I don't know that they have bags that you toss in boiling water.
With a packet of powdered cheese?
That's
sometimes you'll see it.
Yeah.
The kids' menu at some nice restaurants will offer mac and cheese, and it's not homemade. It's Kraft crap, and it costs you $8. And we just get pissed. Mm. We stop buying
and they
that.
They don't like it.
Well, first of all, no, they like it, but it's Kraft. And Kraft mac and cheese is unbelievable.
Delicious.
On the stove of your house.
Yeah,
but you should have to pay $8 for it at a nice restaurant because the kid wants it.
You can buy the box at the store for $1.29.
Right. Oh, my kids love Kraft. But the homemade stuff in most restaurants is amazing, obviously.
So this woman who's working at Panera, she decided just to show everyone that you just toss this bag in the, into the boiling water, and hey, there's your
this is what you're paying $15 for, right?
Whatever there's your great mac and cheese.
Right.
Well, Panera saw this up on the social media on TikTok.
TikTok,
as Todd mentioned earlier, and she's fired.
Oh, trade secret.
Anybody that works there
giving
knows
out
that.
Secrets?
She must have signed that big Panera non-disclosure agreement for all their employees. Don't tell how things are made.
Yeah, is that violating some sort of non-disclosure agreement?
Apparently so,
Signed something? Panera is pretty much an open kitchen. I don't think they're... Oh, the sandwiches are made right in front of you. I like Panera. I got no problem.
Yeah, but if you quit Panera, are you not allowed to pass along any of the recipes? Will they sue your ass for that?
Wasn't. She was still working there. Maybe that had something to do with it. But now Panera said, our stuff's made off-site and with our proprietary recipe and meeting ingredients that we make sure meet all of our standards and whatnot.
Well, then what's the big deal? They just remake it there,
And they're not the only ones.
But she's
fired. Right, they're not the only ones at all.
But she's fired.
Jesus.
For showing us how we get the Panera mac and cheese. And I assume it's great and good.
I'm sure it
all
is.
That stuff.
There's a fast food place I've heard of where the meat is liquid.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
But now that'd get you fired.
Yep.
Comes in a tube.
Comes in a bag like the mac and cheese, and then you drop it in some hot water to solidify it, and then they slice it thinly.
And then
the
it
meat
looks shows
like,
up.
Looks like real meat.
And it's really good. And it's really, really good.
And I'm sure that mac and cheese is, too, because let me tell you about the worst mac and cheese I ever had.
It was freaking great.
It was great.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, Panera's got an interesting business model that could never exist in a lot of places. Mm-hmm. And I was shocked. Takeout order. Oh, you bet. You just come on in and pick it up. You know, you paid for it online. Takeout. You walk in, and there's just a big old rack. Like with all these bags, and you just look for the bag that has your name on it, and you grab it and you leave.
Because you already paid online,
right? You already paid.
Yeah.
And now, of course, that is great.
Until
and,
somebody takes somebody else's bag.
Right. Well, and I'm sure that's not happening at the location, but I'm just saying.
You know, like an accident. Right.
It just surprised me the first time. I was like, wow.
Or somebody who didn't order anything just walks in and grabs a bag.
If you get the balls to do it, they're not going to say anything. You're right.
Out of Montgomery, Alabama, a real estate agent was fired.
Alabama's going down!
A real estate agent was fired for posting an ad on social media shortly after the election of Stephen Reed as Montgomery, Alabama's first black mayor.
Oh, that's right. Wow. I saw they elected a black mayor. Good for them.
That was headlines.
But I'm guessing there was something racist, huh?
Last week.
Usually it follows something racist.
Well, it is important that it is the city's first black mayor.
It's huge, yeah.
In this ad.
Considering Birmingham is where they actually, I don't know, hosed them down, right?
No, that might have been Montgomery.
That was Selma.
Or Selma.
That was Selma, sorry.
It was Selma.
And I think Montgomery's there was some unrest in Montgomery, too. Yeah.
For sure, they've got the an injustice monument now, mm-hmm. that big-ass thing about lynchings.
The ad posted by Craig Shawd read, "Hey, Montgomery, don't like the election results? Call me. Let's sell that home while the market is hot."
Oh, my God. So you're going to move out of this is Birmingham, right?
Montgomery.
Oh, okay. Montgomery was elected. Okay.
So they assume.
You're going to move because you have a black mayor.
Immediately assume the property values will go down because your mayor is black.
Or
no, you just
want to
get out. You don't want to be in charge. You don't want a black guy in charge of you. That's
that
what you,
you
mean.
Want to move.
That's what you mean, yeah.
Let's sell that home.
Gotcha.
So he's fired. He's resigned from his position as treasurer of the Montgomery Area Association of Realtors.
Oh, he was in charge, Realtor.
And he has, apologized.
Getting a flyer in the mail. I get Realtors flyers in the mail every freaking day, basically. It'd be like getting one in the mail saying, "Hey, a black guy moved into your neighborhood. You want to sell?" You know? What an ass.
Well, at least he apologized. I'm sure he was sincere about that.
Yeah, I'm sure he was. Of course he was.
Yeah, they were marching from Selma to Montgomery.
That's right.
And I think that's when they were greeted at the bridge.
Right.
At the bridge.
At the bridge, yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Jeez. Way to go, Alabama.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.